Brethren, as we go to pray today, to minister today, I want you to please do something for me. Pray for me. The message the Lord sends me is a message that Satan and the pits of hell are actually fighting. And they don't want that message out. But today, I thank you, sir, Bishop, sir. I thank you, sir. I thank you, sir. You came to confirm to me that God sent me with this message. Because as a member of another presbytery who heard God and said the bones can leave, and woke up this morning and had four options. Four options. Sir, the Lord will honor you continually in the name of Jesus. No wonder the mantle of Caleb is upon you. It's not everybody that hears the voice of the Lord. I was struggling. Because this message is a tough message. But I heard God. And I was struggling. Now you need to pray for me. Because the devil wants to, but he can't. He can't. Because in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he has anointed us. Hallelujah. To bring forth good tidings. And declare the counsel of God with boldness in the name of Jesus. This journey, if you see, it's like when a butterfly wants to move from one stage to another, things begin to happen. Go from different stages. But it must break out of that cocoon. And it's one of the most difficult things for that little thing to break out of that cocoon. Because mother butterfly can't help. Friend butterfly can't help. You don't break out of a cocoon in crowd. You break out of the cocoon alone. And it's one of the most difficult stages. Can you imagine? That skin was to protect it whilst it was growing. But the time has come when it must fulfill its destiny and purpose. So it has to break out of that cocoon. Because it cannot be a butterfly if it does not break out of that cocoon and fly and show forth the glory and the beauty of God. So the title of this message, but it will be greater works, from pain to power, from praise, from prison to praise. I repeat it, greater works, from pain to power, and from prison to praise. I want you to look at this journey started with seeing something. Look at John 3, chapter 1, 3 John chapter 1 and verse 4. You know, it is easy to say, blessed be the name of the Lord God. When everything is going fine. and call him Lord, Lord, when everything is going absolutely blissful. It's so easy. But when a Job experience comes, it becomes very difficult. When a Jacob experience comes, it becomes difficult. You know, he was faced, he didn't know what his brother was going to do to him. When a Jesus in the Gethsemane experience comes, it becomes difficult. But the Bible says we are only chosen in the fullness of affliction. Some messages have been forgotten in the body of Christ. Some messages have been forgotten in the body of Christ. Chosen in the fullness of affliction is a scripture. And the Bible says, through much tribulation, we shall enter the kingdom. And if the Bible says in Revelation, called, chosen, and faithful, it means that if you go through that furnace, chosen in that furnace, that is when he can call you out and make you faithful. And it is required in a servant that he be found faithful. So, like I said, no one looking at, yes, cultures. I'm looking at John 3. And I have no thought, John. I have no greater joy. Everybody say this. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. When things are good. When things are good. When things are good. The test of a character, of a son of God, is a man that does not fall in the time of adversity. The Bible says, if we do not faint in the time of adversity, our strength is great. Because the corollary says, if we faint in the time of adversity, then our strength is small. Now watch a spiritual child of ours go through furnace of fire. This scripture became so real to me. Great joy when in the midst of burning fire, like the Hebrew children that were thrown into the furnace of fire, this person raised their hands up and said, Mashake, Lord, oh Lord, I worship you. Barabasante, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give you worship. I give you praise because you will always be my God. Lord, you will always be my Father. I declare in the name of Jesus that, Lord, let all things pass, but you will be my God. I worship you. Lord, I thank you because, like the Hebrew children, I will come out of this, Lord. I will not have a smoke on me, but clothes will not be singed. Only the things that will be burned with the things that bound me. Marabosunte. What would have made many men of God deny Christ? I said, oh, what a joy to hear that our children walk in truth. Remember, that was why Job's wife said to him, curse God and die. Because it was a vulnerable time. A time of tribulation. A time of pain. A time of prison. It's a vulnerable time. That was why Shimei could do what he could do to David. Let me tell you, don't know whether you have friends until you go through fire. Because even the people that you think are your friends, you will see their true nature. You will see them. Then if you are prophetic, you will see more. But something you cannot do is you cannot react. And the Lord said to me, go and tell the church. That's why I appreciate you're here, sir. Because the Lord has sent you as a witness. I was struggling. God, is this week? Is it to next week? Is it this week? Is it this next? So this morning, I spoke to Pastor. I said, sir, what are your plans for today? He said, go ahead and give the word. I said, yeah, thank you. Because I must be subject. In this church, there's no struggle. Just rest. What God has given you, no man can take it from you. And the Lord sent me. I heard him. Now I declare the name of Jesus is one under authority. In the name of Jesus, I come by the blood of the Lamb. That blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. That blood that speaks of mercy. That blood will cleanse, will purge all our consciences. In my conscience, as I stand before the throne room today to make a declaration of the word that he has said in the name of Jesus. That this word will not return void, but it will accomplish that which the Father has sent it to in the name of Jesus. And the Lord said, declare to the north, the south, the east, and the west, recess time is over. You don't know what recess is? Recess is break time. You know, when you're in school, they will give us break time to quickly go and eat our little snacks. And some children will play. But then they ring the bell. Bah, 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 bah. Bah, 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 bah. Recess time is over. If you stay back, when recess time is over, you know what happens to children who stay back. You remember in the time when the children of Israel were moving? And when there's the blowing of the trumpet and everybody is to move, if you stay back, stranglers catch you. And they deal with such people. Recess time is over. Body of Christ, I speak to the north, south, east, and west. In the name of Jesus. As a servant and a handmaiden of the Lord, sent by the Lord to declare the heavens in the earth and under the earth. Hear ye me, earth. Break time is over in the name of Jesus. Over for who? Over for those who suppose that gain is godliness. Over for who? Over for those who suppose gain is godliness. In the church today, the rat race is gain, is godliness. Everybody's supposing that because they are being blessed and have been blessed and their church is growing and they have myriads to show forth in terms of cash and number, God is pleased with them. I come to say to you, recess time is over. Now you cannot say it's because they don't have money. I love my God. He said, Sarah, tell them that blessings is advertisement. Because if I came here and to the glory of God, God hasn't sufficiently had mercy on us, you will say that it's because they have not been blessed. That's why it's making it an advertisement. That the people who, by the grace and the mercy, will send out people who know what it means to be blessed. To the glory of God. And yet, in humility, with heads bowed, recognizing that there is nothing that any man that has that God has not given. We bring everything to the feet of the cross. And declare only the counsel of the Almighty God. Fear not, little flock. Why? It's the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Brethren, pray for me. Please be praying for me. Because this message is a message in two parts. But it's an end time message. That's opening the seal. You know, let's check ourselves out a little bit. Have you thought about it? Master Jesus, how can you say greater works than these shall we do? With all that you have done, what is greater than what you have done? I've heard all sorts of interpretation until God unveiled my eyes and said, I will use scripture to interpret the scripture for you. This is it. Brethren, Jesus, Son of God, said, greater works than these shall we do. And the Bible says that the whole earth is groaning under bondage, and we also are groaning that we may witness the adoption of sonship, manifestation of the sons of God. Why? Let's go to Isaiah 61. Let me read this. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have, back up to 22. Let me read it from 22. Please back up to 22. For, read it with me. For we know. That the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together. Everybody say until. Say until. Say until. Say until. Until now. Now move the next one. Don't forget that until. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves, grown within ourselves, waiting. That means it hasn't come. For the adoption to witness the redemption of the body. Now let's go to Isaiah 61. And then from there you jump to Luke 4. Everybody says the Spirit of the Lord. Now before I go on to this, how many people believe God really sent me? you believe God really came, so please put your hands down, because you have to do a soul search and not say they are preaching against me, because it may look like you, it may look like me, but it's not a preaching against anyone, but it's just the word that's a mirror. Amen. Believe you me, as a handmaiden of the Lord and the wife of the set father of this house, we've had so many people coming to us, talking to us about many things and asking about many things. But many things they ask us is always centered around prosperity, jobs, things physical. Not many times do we have them coming to tell us, purpose of God, this is what God said to us, this is what God is doing. This is always the mark of prosperity, of God knowing that we are following you. Thank God, mommy, for you. The way people know we are following you is because we are just prospering. So sometimes I smile. Say, Father, open their eyes that they may see. Isale oro ulek. I won't even pray for you to go through all that we have gone through, because many of you might collapse and not be able to stand under such weight. Says Apostle Paul, says, I bear in my body the marks. Stop thinking. Yes, by the grace and the mercy of God, this all around you speaks prosperity. Like I said to you, it's advertisement. Because how do you want to attract somebody if you're not attractive? How do you want to? Because that was the problem they had. They said, all this, God will do it. God, when will God do it? Well, God is now doing it, so they have nothing to see anymore. Because it took time. Like Jesus, he was 12. He knew the word. He could preach the Sadducees. He could preach. He had ancient. He could preach them under the table at 12. But he was not mature. Took another 18 years. But now, by the grace of God, you can see. And many, we're ambitious because mommy got PhD. Good. You know, when my daughter got PhD, I was so proud. And my brother was so proud to showcase them. It's the glory of God that our children are doing well. But you must understand that it is advertisement. Not supposing that gain is godliness. Because recess time is over. There are some people that you know there's a call upon them. I've had this. And you tell them, you know something, you're doing well as you are, but there's a next call. Come deeper into the place of intercession. And they will draw away and say, no, we don't want it. Don't tell me it's a lie, it is true. Real time. They will say, we don't want it. And God says, don't worry, just leave them alone. There are some things, if I will show you now, that money cannot buy. Myriads of things that money cannot buy. I pray that such things will not befall you. Because if it is money you are running after, when you call your master, he will not answer. No. God will bless. It's part of the package. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall, it's just a benefit. The Lord will add them unto you. But it is seek ye first. You know something? Some people say, we cannot curse God. Oh, hey, Shandraba. Bad woman. That woman, that Job's wife, she's a really bad woman. How can she tell her husband, you curse God and die? How dare? Quickly judge her. Judge her 100%. Be judging her like that. I will show you your own fire. You may not say curse God and die. Just a small, what do they call it? Government deal. Contract. Just a small contract. Oga? Nah, Oga. Oga, Oga, oh, Oga, your file dey here, oh. Your file, it dey here, Oga, it dey here. Hey, Oga, if you want your file, make you remove them. Oga, your file dey here. Okay. Wait. Why have my file go move now? Then for the boys, little bits, little compromises, here and there, and they're walking over the church. That is why there is no respect for the church. The church has no integrity with the world because they know that each person has his own price. So don't be so quick to say, we're constantly... Oh, look at that person that says, come up here. Come and come into the place of intercession. Ha! No, mommy said that you. Tolo on baso kwe koma shekini yenko. She was up. Ulo jojo. She had jaka ma wo from afar nye. Kama lang pray from afar. Ma wo nu gidi on ye jo. Ma lo lo lead intercessors o. To bati lo be. Oh, lo lead intercessors. Go ba aye. Lead intercessors. Oh, you want to go to lead intercessors? How are you going to get promotion? You spend your whole time praying. When are you going to go for the contract? When are you going to be able to do it? Darling, promotion comes from God. Huh? Promotion. No, I prefer to stay. Promotion comes from heaven. Hallelujah. So that I can see everyone. Promotion comes from heaven. Hallelujah. And now listen to me. From this Isaiah, I want to quickly run because I say it's a two-part message and I want to look at this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Stop there. Are you preaching good tidings unto the meek? See, because if we have not passed this first stage, we can't go to the second stage. So I'm going to quickly run through this and finish this sermon because I know I cannot finish the whole day. But I just want to quickly run through this. Has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Are we currently binding up the brokenhearted? Are we proclaiming liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound? Are we doing that? It means that if we are not doing that effectively, thank you, sir. It means that if we are not doing that effectively as we should, then it means that perhaps we need to begin to ask God to help us to relay a foundation. Because we can't even go to the second phase if we do not finish this first phase. And look at, let's move on. And to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Give me an amplified, and then I go to Luke. Give me an amplified, 61 in amplified. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor and afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives. Are we doing that? An opening of the prison. Opening of the prison and of the eyes to those who are bound. Go to the next verse, 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of his favor. Stop there. Let's go to Luke. There's a reason why I say stop there. And let's go to Luke. Now let's go to Luke 4. Yes, go on there. Luke 4. You know the story. Jesus was full with the Spirit. He had gone to the wilderness. He'd been tempted. And then he went. Hallelujah. Yes, go on. Give me the verse 10, I think. Verse 10. No, where is that? Verse 13. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Go on. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Go on. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. Give me Psalm 110. Jesus sat down. Jesus sat down. Jesus sat down. He went and they gave him the book. He opened it and went to them. But remember that I showed you in Isaiah, because that book, that message was not complete. He stopped at a place and sat down. And now listen. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right until. See that until. Until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Go on to the verse 2. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. It meant that, go back to Luke 4 and give me 10. There's something I need to go there. Luke 4. Go back to the verse before, 12. 17. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened it, he found the place where it was written. Move on back. The Spirit of the Lord is upon. Now, brethren, this is what Jesus came to do, and he sat down. And we realize that there are always times and phases. Because when that woman, Syrophoenician woman, came, the Lord spoke to her and said, it is not meet that we should give the children's bread to dogs, because it was not the season. Jesus' season was to do this. And if he says, greater works than these shall we do, We first must ask ourselves, are we even doing this? So if we are not doing this, how can we then do greater works? The next one is, give me verse, I'm going to stop 61. And he says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That is the year of favor. That's what he said and stopped. And look at what is next. And then the day of the vengeance of the Lord. But he didn't get there. Because we are the ones who are going to. It is through Zion. Ruled in the midst of thine enemies. And that is why the whole earth, they're groaning and they're waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. They're waiting for those that will declare, proclaim, and release the vengeance of God upon them. Look at Thessalonians, tribulations upon them that trouble us and trouble Zion. But if we haven't gone through the first phase, how can we go through the second phase? I'm not going to talk about the second phase today. I want us to go back and begin to say within ourselves, God, what is my purpose? Am I binding the brokenhearted? Am I bringing release to the captives? And do you know how we can do that? It is having power with God. It's being alone with God. The place of intercession and prayer. Like Jacob, God changed the name of Jacob to Israel, Prince with God, and prevailed. Because it's not physical alone. You also have to be able to bind the broken and then loose those that are captive. Those annulled and appointed unto death, set them free. That's what Jesus did. Lazarus was dead. How many days? And he raised him from the dead. And God said, greater works than this shall we do. Let's bow our heads. Recess time is over, supposing that godliness is gain. Let's ask God for mercy to open our eyes and open our ears so that we may see and hear what God is saying. And what God is doing. Brethren, let's quickly do this, for the night is coming when no man can work. The night is coming when your money cannot speak for you anymore. If you're not rich with God, if you're not rich towards God, what would deliver you at such a time? Father, Lord, let's just rise up to our feet and let's just talk to God. Just ask, Father, for mercy, Lord. Mercy, Father. Everything. Lord, we just turn everything over to you. Our treasure. Everything. Lord, you are everything to us. Lord, our priorities. Lord, our ambitions. We lay them at the feet of the cross. Everything. Everything.
Lord, you are everything to me, everything. Lord, you are everything to me, my treasure, my pride.
Anybody, just close your eyes. This is just between you and God. It has nothing to do with anybody, even husband and wife. Please close your eyes. It has nothing to do with your wife. It has nothing to do, because this is the hour. Until now, the second phase has been opened, when we shall be the voice of the Lord. Because vengeance is God. Only God can repay. But we are His voice by the decree of the watchers. Things are established. We are the ones, the manifestations of the sons of God. That are the finger of God. That will rule in the midst of our enemies. And God is looking for such. That's what say, Lord. Like that publican, he was a sinner, but he was not a Pharisee. He broke his heart before the Lord and said, Lord, I know that in mercy, have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me, Lord. It is by mercy that we are triumphant. Lord, this is the end of this year. Lord, as we go into 2018 and beyond, Father, just have mercy. Yes, Lord. I may have been a publican. I don't want to be a publican anymore. I now understand even the first works I have not done. Money is not an answer unto all things, even though the Bible says. But the Bible also says favor is greater than riches. And favor is your unmerited grace. Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy. Conscripts to this army. Stop running only after carnal things. Look at Job. If all he lived for, he would have cursed God and died. Everything went. Everything went. Everything. Everything. I was reading, thank you, Lord, for reminding me. Even a man after God's own heart, David. Look at it in Psalm 73. A man who the Bible called a man after his own heart. In Psalm 73. Said, truly God is good to Israel. Even to such as of a clean heart. Move on. But as for me, this is David. For me, as for me, God called him a man after God's own heart. Listen, let me tell you, this thing is a serious thing. Nobody is coming to condemn anybody here. As I stand before you, I'm judging myself too, because it is real. See, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Go on to 4. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. This is David! Brethren, please believe you me. This message is not for you, it's for me. For me, Sarah Johnson, my feet was near sleep. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Go on, go on. For there are no bands in their death, no wahala at all. They don't have any persecutions like we have, because they're already in the enemy's camp. So who is to trouble them? Remember, I said that blessings are advertisements. Lack of troubling them is also advertisement. When you see a man seated, no problem at all. You go and meet him. Kilo lo, agbara wo fi han mi. What is your power? What is your strength? Show me. When you see that you are struggling, everything is happening wrong to you. You are praying, and yet you are having so much. And this man does not do anything. He will come with this one today. Tomorrow he will do that. You will go to his advertisement to come to him to ask him, show me, so that you can be trapped by the devil. Says, for there is no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. Go on. They are not in trouble, no. See, They are not in trouble as others. Neither are they plagued like other men. Does this sound familiar? Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covered them as a garment. Move on. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than hearts could wish. Go on. They are corrupt. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. Let me tell you, how come then there is no problem with them? How come they have no troubles? But yet they are corrupt. Yet these people are oppressed. Yet these people are wicked. Yet these people speak loftily. How come? Go on. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh throughout the earth. Move on. Therefore, his people return hither. No. You must have joined. And not, therefore, his people return thither. Waters of a cool cup are wrung out to them. Yes, go on. And they say, how does God know? That's the one I'm looking for. How does God know? These people, they say, is there knowledge in the Most High? Brethren, can you see? Yet the Bible says no trouble with them at all. No. Those ones don't suffer anything at all. Everything is so good. Brethren, everything is so good with them. Yet they are wicked. They oppress. And if David can say his speech was nice, who is here? That's why he said the message is not just the message is for me. For me. For me. I'm not lying to myself. If David can I sleep, me myself, I can near sleep. That's the gospel truth. But what happened to him? Behold, these are the ungodly, the unlike God. The ones that do not have the character of God, do not walk like God. They don't have anything to show humility. What is humility? Humility, long, long. What is love when they are so proud to oppress people? What are you talking about? Somebody that says, how does God know? Even they put finger in the eyes of God. For these are ungodly who prosper in the world, and they increase. That's why I told you that it's not about riches. Do not suppose that godliness is gain. They increase in riches. He's there. Brethren, this is not even amplified. This is KJV. The old way, since that it is written, they increase in riches. Move on. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain. I have done all the prayers. I have done all the washing of the legs. I have walked in all the love. And washed my hands in innocency. Move on. For all the day long have I been plagued, in spite of it all. Hey, brethren, when you see a Christian being in trouble, support them. Help them. There was one man who said to me once, he said, it is only in the kingdom of Christianity that the soldiers who see the wounded use the butt of gun and kill the person instead of helping the person. Because see, the man was innocent. But look at what was happening to him. All day long, being plagued and chastened every morning. Because it is only through tribulation we shall enter the kingdom. And we are chosen in the furnace of affliction. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now, yeah. And go on. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. Move on. When I thought to know this, it was too pain. What did I say to you? Greater works from pain to power. When I thought to know that it was too painful for me. Move on. Until. Everybody say until. 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 I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. It's their end. It's their end. It's not the advertisement. It's their end. There is no peace for the wicked. Understood their end. Move on. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places, and thou cast them down into destruction. How they are brought into desolation, as in a moment they are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one wicked, so Lord, when thou wicked, thou also even despise their image. Let's stop there. Brethren, now you understand why. You understand? If you look, I love God. This was what was actually the first thing, the last thing the Lord gave before I got up. And He made me give it as the last one, so that you can see that this message is for Sarah. It's for Sarah. I cannot claim to have the heart of David and to be a man who had after God's own heart. I'm trying, I'm walking towards it. But yet, this was what happened. The man almost fell. The Lord will have mercy on us. He will help us until He understood the end. Don't be envious of the wicked. Don't suppose that gain is godliness. Don't take yourself farther away from the deep ends of God. A time will come when you will need, I don't know who I am giving this word to, when you will call money and money will not answer you. You will weep and weep and the tears will no more answer, because you did not put God as first. Let's put Him our priority, our treasure. God, we give You everything. Amen. Let us, the end of the matter is this. Fear God.
Amen. And obey His commandment, for this is the duty, all the duty of man.
What is this? This is the total, the summation of everything that I've come to tell you today is Sarah, fear God. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It's not, I didn't make it up. It's in the Bible. Thank you so much. God bless you. Because they may think mommy just thought this thing up. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole. Fear God and hear His commandments. For this is the whole duty. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll hand over the microphone to Pastor John as he leads us.
Father, we thank You so very much for this present truth word. Thank You for enlightening our eyes to know the times and seasons. We thank You for the prophetic mantle of the sons of Issachar that has been displayed so wonderfully through our mother in this house here, under the covering of our Father. We are so grateful. We thank You because You choose to speak Your mind, Your purpose to us. And so we come to say, we are grateful. Thank You so much. We open our hearts, O Lord God. We receive this word as a word in season. We say, Lord, by Your mercy and grace, we'll work upon it, Lord, each and every one of us here, grass in the field. We say, Lord, we say we will choose to fear You and to keep all of Your commandments. We understand this is our whole duty before You in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we say, Lord God, unto us, be it unto us, Lord God, even according to Your word that has come forth through the prophetic unction today in the name of Jesus. We are grateful, Lord. We thank You because You will find us faithful, Lord God. faithful stewards of the mysteries of the gospel. Lord God, in this season, Lord God, you cause us, Lord, as a little flock to receive the kingdom. Lord God, to be your arm, your fingers upon the earth, to rule in the midst of your enemies out of Zion, so that individually in our lives, Lord, and collectively as a body, we'll demonstrate your love to the meek, to the lowly hearted, to all those that are bound, releasing the captives, loosing all of creation from the bondage of corruption and death, manifesting your glory and doing the greater works, and comfort to all that mourn in Zion, to the praise of your glory and honor. Father, we are grateful. Let there be a performance. Let your word come to pass, that we may give great joy to our fathers as they see us walk in truth. In Jesus' name. Let's join hands as we take them. Under the covering of Father, so may the Lord bless and keep us all. The Lord make his face to shine upon us. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon us. The Lord God gives us peace. God makes his head and not tail. We're above only and not beneath. The Lord causes us to prosper and to excel in all we set our hands upon to do, to be at least 10 times better than our peers in the name of Jesus. And so we possess the gates of our enemy, even the gates of death. So we shall live, we shall not die. We shall live, we shall not die. We shall live to declare the glory of God in the land of the living. The Lord satisfies us with long life, and he shows us his salvation, the perfection and the fullness of Christ in the name of Jesus. And so the Lord imparts unto us, under the covering of our fathers, the anointing of the mantle of Enoch, of Abraham, of Joseph, of Moses, of Joshua, of Ruth, of David, of Elisha, of Daniel, of Esther, of Paul, and of John. In Jesus' name, amen. The grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Tell your neighbor you fear God and you keep his commandments, for this is all your duty. In Jesus' name. Thank you very much. God bless you. Hallelujah.